Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. So, as an empath myself, I've done a lot of work into understanding what does this archetype even mean and what are some of the common struggles that we have. Now, as empaths vary, so do the types of struggles and the types of strengths that we possess. But one of the main qualities that the majority of empaths will experience is how to show someone that they love them, but also honor the self-love that is so important to nurturing the energetics and helping to stabilize, maintain, and balance the energy of an empath so that they can continue to spread light into this world and they can continue to be that source of vibrational frequency that we need. Just as within any type of ecosystem, there are different types of things that keep it going. So we need empaths and we need the indigos and we need all of the good, bad, and ugly things in order to keep things moving in the way that teach us the most, help us learn, and help our souls grow. So why do empaths who want to share love and heal and spread joy into the world, why do they have such a hard time doing this for themselves? And mainly the idea behind that is that in order to show someone that they love them, they feel like they need to create an environment that is free of any pain, suffering, and challenge. So they try to smooth it over or fix it or carry it for someone else because they know firsthand what it feels like to feel so intensely and they don't want that for someone else. So they try to lighten the burden for them. So what ends up happening is very early on in empath's life, that cycle has begun where they might see a parent struggling and then trying to understand, you know, what's wrong, mom? What's wrong, dad? I feel like something is off. And the parent might respond with, no, everything's fine, or they might unload everything onto that child. But because we know and we're so in tuned to what's going on, and a lot of times people aren't being honest in an age-appropriate way about what's going on, they learn that they can't trust themselves and their feelings that they're having and picking up of other people, but they also learn that they can't trust the people that they're talking to because they obviously can't see that their pain and suffering is evident to everybody around them. They obviously don't know what's wrong. They obviously don't know how to help themselves. So empaths try to lighten the load for those people and try to carry it for them. So when this cycle starts, it may start with a parent or the sibling or the grandparent or the caregiver, and it will escalate into, you know, teachers and students and friendships and then ultimately into your romantic relationships. Now, empaths usually do this as a cyclical pattern. They will see that something is happening that's making them feel themselves feel uncomfortable because, okay, so I feel something is going on here and I need to understand what it is because I need to ease that pain and suffering, heal it, I'll carry it because I know I can handle it, and then allow that energy to diffuse. Now, this is not necessarily a very healthy way to live as an empath. It is not going to help you maintain your balance or to remain grounded. And it will create a harder time for you to understand where you end and someone else begins. It will also create trouble for the other individual because now their soul has been interrupted in that pattern of learning. That learning has been interrupted for the soul. And now that person may have to go through this again later with a different person, place, or thing. And if you come back later and try to smooth it over, carry it for them, then that soul's learning has been delayed again. So empaths believe that by helping the loved ones or helping people around them and absorbing their hurt, their pain, their suffering, helping to carry their load, that they've done them a good deed, that they've helped them, that they don't want them to suffer. But now they have to go through it again eventually, or their soul will never be able to learn and grow from this experience. Now you've carried it on as your own, and then you don't understand why you are sad, frustrated, resentful, angry, short-fused, have trouble focusing, can't find clarity, can't feel your insight. Your body becomes hyperactive, so you might have pain, autoimmune disorders, allergies start to pop up for yourself that might have never been there before. The things, I said autoimmune disorders, but like things like fibromyalgia or chronic pain or gaining weight is a thing that happens too, because now we're carrying all this energy and our mind, body, and soul have to process it. And that energy turns into mass. And whether that becomes an opening for an injury or an illness, or that becomes weight that we carry on our physical body, or it becomes a mental health concern where we're feeling depressed or have anxiety or any other thing that may pop up for you. So you are trying to come from a place of love and healing, but in turn, it is doing all of those things. It can create an environment for yourself that you're unable to carry or unable to carry for the momentous journey that you've got ahead of you. You've got years and years and years and years and years on your life, and you are absorbing everybody else's stuff, but you're not releasing it. You're not letting it go. You're not recycling this energetic frequency for something new to come in. So there's a few things that are important. One is to get off the idea that you have to carry everything for everybody. That is not how we need to function as an empath in order to show someone we love them. It feels that way though, doesn't it? Sometimes it feels like I will help you and then you're going to feel better. And then that's going to be my act of service for you. And I'm going to make you see that I love you because I care. But you can have boundaries. You can be witnessing what somebody is going through without interjecting yourself into it, taking responsibility for carrying it and fixing it, and taking over their life lesson and interrupting their growth. You can show someone you love them without doing all of those things. And that is going to have to happen one step at a time, right? Because if this is something that as an empath you've learned to do as a young little individual, and it has been reinforced over and over and over and over again, just like with any thing like smoking or alcohol or drugs or over shopping, overeating, whatever, with everything, you're going to have to learn one step at a time in order to deconstruct this cyclical pattern. Now, it's going to take a lot of awareness around your actions, the awareness of the trigger finger that just jumps right in and tries to do it, right? Because it's so second nature to you. It's you're connecting to the intuitive vibe of someone else's energy, and you jump right in there and try to just react and to respond. But you've got to be in awareness at that moment where you feel like you've gone from witnessing someone to, ooh, I got to jump right in and do this, and here's what I would normally do. So that awareness has to be evident for you. Then you have to go into your own body to figure out what is feeling resistant or feeling in contraction of, or feeling gross or hurting, or where do you feel that? Because as I'm even saying this to you, the empath in you is already like, your heart gets a little like your heart chakra. So in your chest, I feel like kind of like a weird like contraction feeling, like where it's like, ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that. It feels like I have to disconnect from my loved one. It feels like I'm going to say, you're on your own. You have to suffer on your own and I'm not here to help you. That is not what we need to do. We can still be present for our loved ones. We can still be supportive. We can still help when asked, but we do not want to jump in, take over, relieve them of their life's lesson, carry it as your own, and refuse to release it because now we've got it and we're carrying it and we don't know what to do to get it to go away from our own energetic vibration. So the awareness is there. Sinking into your own body to feel, where do you feel this resistance? Where do you feel this in your body so that you can breathe through it? So that thing in the chest I was telling you about, okay, take a deep breath in and release it out. And imagine bringing that air right into that chest. You might have to put your hand over your chest or the part of your body that you're feeling it. You might have to get up and move. You might have to like really disrupt your own vibe, your own flow, your own patterns in order to get that feeling to subside so that you don't automatically appease that and make it go away by just jumping into your normal pattern. Okay, then you have to learn, what do you want to say? Do you want to say, okay, I'm here if you need me. If there's anything I can do to help, please ask. I am seeing that you're struggling. Is there anything that I can do to help ease your struggle? Is there anything that you need from me or whatever? I'm just here if you need me. Don't assume you know what you need to do or that you think that you know better of what they need. Like, ask them, tell them that you're here for them, and then say, if you need me, I'm here, or what can I do to help? And then honor those people's boundaries so they can work through it. Sometimes the hardest thing for an empath to do is look at someone that they love, watch them struggle and go through something, and you have to just observe and watch and not be able to fix it for them. And that's okay. This is the healthy, aligned, balanced, grounded empath. Now, the other part is not doing everything for everyone all of the time. You don't have to do that in order for people to know you love them. So if you are someone who is the head of the family and you're constantly making sure all the birthday parties are done and all the holidays are done and you do all the grocery shopping, the cooking, the cleaning, you make sure that other people in the family are still getting together to connect and like you're the hub of everything. There are still ways that everyone else in that dynamic are able to participate and not watch you suffer, not watch you struggle, not watch you burn yourself out and completely shut yourself down while this is happening. If you're the person who has the house that's able to host everything, great. But maybe somebody else comes over and says, I'm going to clean and set up the table for you. Or maybe you're the person that has the funds to do it. And the other people maybe don't have funds to do it. And that's why you want to. Okay. But the other people can still come and say, I'm going to clean up the dishes after we're done eating. I'm going to help you take the garbage out to your garbage bin. I'm going to take down the folding chairs and put them into your garage. I'm going to give my time, energy, and service to you in place of either hosting at my home or being the person who's bad with, you know, maybe I'm bad at coordinating or thinking ahead of what people might want to do to get together. So use your strengths. If I don't have money to do something and someone else is willing to share their money, their time, and their energy with me, then I'm going to do something of service for them to help ease their burden. So just because we are the ones that are the hub doesn't mean that the other people have to look at us and watch us struggle in order to sit and receive what it is you're willing to share with them. So to understand that until you set a boundary for that, it's going to continue to happen. It will continue to happen until you are completely burnt out of all the energy that you have. And unfortunately, it takes a lot to rebound from that. It takes a lot to heal your energy when it's low or completely burnt out. It takes time for you to overcome an illness or an injury or to get counseling or overcome a mental health problem. There's so many things that are going to take you more time, energy, and effort to do, guess what, on your own, while everybody else has watched you burn yourself to the ground. So think about setting boundaries, right? So these are the three top things. To show someone you love them as an empath, you don't need to do those things. You don't need to burn yourself out. You don't need to overdo it. You don't need to take over somebody's path. You don't need to interject. But if you have the awareness of the moment that you feel like you're going to jump in, then center into your body so you can feel where that resistance is and breathe through it, touch that space, hold the energy for yourself, disrupt that energy from happening, and then set a boundary. You can still do all of those things and still be showing love to your loved ones as an empath. Now, this all starts with you. You have to unlearn all the ways that you learned to be an unaligned empath while you were little. And this is not something that you should be feeling blame or shame over. Probably nowhere in your life were you taught that feeling someone else's energy is normal to you, that the adults in your life who knew that you were picking up on that didn't know how to communicate with you as a child to say what was really going on. I mean, you're not going to say to your mom, mommy, what's wrong with you when you're 4 years old? And your mom is going to say, well, your dad and I had a fight last night and I'm pretty upset that he didn't do blah, 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 or whatever. That's not what we would say to a four-year-old, most likely. I mean, maybe some people might, but generally we're going to say nothing is wrong. It's okay. But we weren't taught that, hey, you know what? You're really intuitive. You know, it's so tuned in that you were able to pick up that mommy's feeling off today. And you know what? I am feeling off today. But you know what? Just like yesterday when you were upset and you were sad because you weren't able to go play with your friend, well, today you're in a better mood. And tomorrow I'll be in a better mood, or later today I'll be fine. You are right. I do feel off. Thank you for noticing. And I'm going to work through it. So thank you for checking in with me. As an empath, that just makes me want to cry. But to feel the acknowledgement that, yes, you are picking something up. It doesn't mean that that person has to unload on you. As a matter of fact, we don't want them to in most cases. We just want them to acknowledge, like, okay, yeah, you're really in tune. Thanks for checking in. And, you know, I know you're here for me. And that means a lot. And so to go back to understanding when it started for you and what types of responses were you given, did you feel like you could trust yourself? Are you going to have to learn to retrust yourself and to feel comfortable in the discomfort around you? Empaths don't want discomfort, but we also have to be comfortable with it because this is the name of the game of life. Like, everyone is here in order to learn and grow and be challenged and overcome obstacles. It's what we have to do. It's adversity. And so empaths have to learn it's okay to feel uncomfortable. It's okay if your loved ones are uncomfortable. There are different ways to show you love someone and to support them than to take every single burden on as your own because you don't know that other people are able to handle it, or you don't want them to have to handle it because you know what pain and suffering feels like. But you're just delaying the inevitable for them because they're going to have to go through it eventually. And you are creating more of an energetic problem and misalignment within your own self because eventually all that stuff has to come out one way, shape, or form or another. And so you can still love someone. You can still show how much you love them and Be aware of when you want to jump in. Be aware of when you need to step back. Be aware of what your body is telling you and sink into it and be okay with that. Breathe through it, move, disrupt, and set a boundary to say, I know that you're struggling. Here's what I'm capable and willing to do for you. Outside of that, there's going to be other things that you're going to have to explore, and to be okay as being the observer, to see what is happening around you without absorbing it all. Because eventually, empaths will be so inundated with energy and so overloaded that that burnout is going to happen. And then we can't feel like we can get out of this easily. It takes a longer time to come out of it. And we end up, you know, not wanting to get together with friends, not wanting to hang out with family, not being able to do anything after our work day, flopping down and just trying to get rest and never, ever, ever, ever feeling like enough rest is going to be enough to outcome it. So it's how are you nurturing yourself? It comes down to you can only love other people if you love yourself first. You can only do it effectively if you love yourself first. So it's not being selfish. It's not being rude. It's not being, you know, too bad, so sad, everybody's on their own and I'm just going to watch and too bad and I'm selfish. That's not what it is. It's about how can I understand the way that I need to be loved to understand how I'm capable of showing love for someone else. And being an empath is not an excuse for taking the burden on for everybody else in the world. It's not. Being an empath is a gift to be able to receive such emotional connection and energetic connection from others. And it is to be aware of what's going on so that you can be of service or that you can be an observer or that you can learn from it, but not so that you can take it over, not so that you can shut it down, not so you can make it go away. So yes, you can love people. Yes, you can do it really well, but love yourself first and understand what you need so that you aren't trying to stuff it down, shut it up, take it over. All right, so if you have any questions about that, I do have an empath course and it is full of more information about how to live as an aligned empath, as well as there's some other podcast episodes here, of course, about empaths and how to manage life with some tips and strategies. All right, until next time, I'll see you later. You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's topic, please rate it and share. See you next time.